The Spoils of Honor. Conquering your neighbors was your chief preoccupation. So it was said of Romulus. Fighting foreigners, not themselves, this, everyone could agree, was the proper business of the Roman people. Naturally, in war as in peace, it was essential to respect legal niceties. Unprovoked aggression, while only to be expected from wild beasts and barbarians, was behavior inappropriate to a civilized people. When we go to war, it is for the sake of our allies, or to uphold our empire. So it had always been. When Romulus attacked his neighbors, it had been with the resolve never to tolerate disrespect. Retribution for insult or injury had always been swift. One local king, ambushed and routed after presuming to raid Roman territory, had been cut down by Romulus himself. Here, in this slaying of a general by his opposite number, had been an exploit fit to illumine the succeeding ages. What more glorious feat of single combat could possibly be envisaged? Romulus, after stripping the blood-soaked armor from his foe, had borne it proudly back to Rome. There was only one god worthy to receive the dedication of such a prize, Jupiter, the king of the gods himself. Hung at first from the branches of a sacred oak, the Spoils of Honor had subsequently been moved into a temple custom-built for the purpose, the very first to be consecrated in the city. Here, Romulus had decreed, was where, in days to come, anyone who emulates me by killing a general or a king with his own hands shall lay the stripped arms, the Spoils of Honor. In the event, over the long and glorious course of Roman history, only a couple of other men had ever managed the feat. One was Cornelius Cossus, a cavalry officer who was supposed to have lived in the first century of the Republic, and the second a contemporary of Scipio Africanus by the name of Marcellus. The days when a commander would meet with his opposite number in single combat seemed to belong to a vanished age of heroes. Over time, the temple in which the Spoils of Honor were stored had itself begun to crumble. Venerable though it was, it had long since been overshadowed. The steep hill on which it stood, across the Forum from the Palatine, had always been the seat of the gods. The capital was where, back in the Golden Age, before history's beginning,